Thank you, Eric. Well, as some in our literary community and sci-fi, they don't have to be mutually exclusive, I suppose. But tonight at the Lannan Foundation, the Lannan Foundation's literary series continues. But I'm not the one who's going to talk about it. Joining me on the phone, we have Jamie Figueroa, our regular literary correspondent. Jamie, thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much, Todd. I really appreciate it. So tonight, it's quite exciting at the Lensic. The Lannan has brought in David Mitchell. David Mitchell is an English novelist. Perhaps people will recognize him from Cloud Atlas, which was his 2004 novel made into a film last year that was full of a star-studded cast. He has 5 novels total, and he's won lots of awards and been shortlisted for awards. And I had the pleasure of having him in class this morning. I teach Fiction 1 Creative Writing at New Mexico School for the Arts, and the Lannan folks are so generous that they brought in David this morning.
What was that like?
Well, he had just flown in from Ireland very late last night, and he also lost his luggage.
Oh, no.
I know, right? So he came in a bit scattered, disheveled, but a huge smile, and he stopped several times throughout the class to just say how much joy he had hanging around with a bunch of high school students who happen to also really be passionate about writing and literature.
You work with, like, you know, these kids who are passionate about writing and literature. Do they know who David Mitchell, you know, is at that age? Or without some kind of, you know, explanation, are they like, oh, he's the guy who wrote the, you know, the book that was the movie? Or what's David Mitchell's influence? Because I know he's a pretty well-respected author.
He is. And actually, to be honest with you, Todd, I don't know how many of the students had heard of him before we got his book in, and we read Black Swan Green as a class, which are linked stories. It's a novel and linked stories about a character named Jason Taylor who is close to the high school student's age, mm-hmm. and it takes place in England. So they had a lot of fun with the language and the voice and also just being exposed to Mitchell's work through this book, Black Swan Green. But then, of course, with the prompting of the movie, then things started to fill in for them. And then, you know, like any good teacher, I made them do research on him and listen to interviews and read interviews. So when they came to class this morning, they were full of really great questions. And he had a lot of fun answering them. He's quite charming. He's quite engaging. He's incredibly intelligent and articulate, but has a very, very much of a sweetness to him. So it was great to have him in class.
Now, for people who want to have a little FaceTime with David Mitchell of their own tonight at the Lensic, give a little bit more just information about what's taking place.
Well, he will be reading the, it's usually the first, I want to say half hour, 45 minutes. Usually the events last from 7 to 8:30, and they're split between an introduction. So Tom Barbash is going to be introducing David Mitchell, and then David Mitchell will come out. He'll read, I don't know exactly what he'll be reading from, but he'll read for some time. And then they clear the stage, they bring out a couple of chairs, and Tom Barbash will sit down with David Mitchell and ask him a series of questions. Now, Tom Barbash, for those who don't know, is the author of the novel The Last Good Chance, and also a nonfiction book called On Top of the World that was a bestseller. And he's also been in McSweeney's and the New York Times and all of that. So it should be a really interesting conversation, is what they call it, a conversation between the two of them. And sometimes that's the most exciting part of the event, is to get that insight that happens through the conversation.
Now, I know just from experience that these Lannan talks are often very well attended, and sometimes I've even tried to go to them, little like the typical Santa Fean that I am, like at the last minute, and they're sold out.
Right.
Do you kind of anticipate this being one of those nights?
You know, I believe there are tickets still available, and I would recommend everyone who has any literary, you know, inkling in their bones to come out for sure and to listen to the reading and also to listen to the conversation.
Jamie, I just want to be thanks for coming onto the show, and for the listeners, we're speaking with Jamie Figueroa, who's the literature correspondent for Talk of the Town. Or literary? How should I say? Am I saying that right?
I think we should call it the literary correspondent.
Okay, literary correspondent.
That sound good?
Yeah, it sounds like a plan.
Okay.
Literary correspondent. I want to get it just right. But anyway, so back to the classroom this morning, because you are a teacher and you had a class full of students, and David Mitchell was apparently jet lagged and lost his luggage and a bit disheveled. But you have a very successful author in your presence and in these young people's presences. How do you, what advice did he give to these nascent writers?
Yeah, he was fantastic in how he answered their questions. So let me just give you a little bit, some snippets. One student asked him, did he ever get bored with his writing or if he ever didn't like his writing? And his part of his response was telling her, you're in trouble when you think the first draft of anything that you write is genius, that it's better to have a mess, and that 85% of writing is editing and polishing, and that you can't polish what you haven't written yet. So it was really great for everyone in the room to hear, no matter what the age. I think the teachers as well as the students. And he talked about unfinished manuscripts in that state of mess being our tank, our reservoir, in a sense, to the potential for good work, but to never expect that from a first draft. You know, and these students have stories due on Friday, so this is quite timely for them to hear. He also talked about finding titles, and that he literally finds them in music and in poetry, and talks about how he finds great titles that way. And he also spoke about how every novelist should cultivate an interest in linguistics, that characters developed by choice of language, and language reflects ethnicity, it reflects class borders, it affects so much, and it's really important to be aware of that. And finally, one thing that he said that was the last thing that he said that really struck me was he carries a notebook with him at all times, and he happens to have 3 to 4 notebooks going at a time, and he calls them his hard drives. And he said that in his notebooks, the particular student who asked this question continued to drill him and for details, and he was great at obliging. But he said, you know, he'll have pages of lists of what to get at the store, and then he'll have pages of character traits. He'll have sentences of descriptions of character. He'll have quotations. He'll have names. And one thing that he said, so many things that he said, actually, I keep saying one thing he said, but really helpful was he mentioned to students the exercise of writing a letter to yourself from your character in your character's voice about what they think about other characters in the book, about what they think about current events, politics, money, work, sex, religion, death, and that that's a really great way of continuing to develop a character and a piece of work.
That's an insight into the creative writing process of David Mitchell, the celebrated author of Cloud Atlas and a number of other books. He will be at the Lensic tonight with Tom Barbash as part of the Lannan Literary Series. And telling us more about it on the phone has been Jamie Figueroa, the Talk of the Town, our literary correspondent. Jamie, thanks so much. I really appreciate it. And I hope you enjoy tonight and other people do too.
Thank you so much, Todd. I look forward to tonight for sure, and also I look forward to the next time in the studio for the next big writer coming to town.
Excellent. I look forward to it. Eric Davis, back to you, my friend.